As red meat takes center stage during Eid al-Adha celebrations, health experts are warning the public to be mindful of their consumption habits to avoid potential health risks, particularly for those with chronic conditions. Professor H. Merv Bayram, head of the Nutrition and Dietetics Department at Istanbul Gelsem University, highlighted the health implications of overeating red meat, urging celebrants to adopt safer cooking and storage practices during the holiday. Health first. While red meat is a valuable source of nutrients such as high-quality protein, iron, zinc, phosphorus, and vitamin B12, its saturated fat and cholesterol content make moderation essential. Freshly slaughtered meat undergoes rigor mortis, which can make it harder to digest, Professor Bayram explained. It's best to let the meat rest for at least 12 to 24 hours before consumption. Healthier cooking choices. Professor Bayram advised limiting red meat intake to 2 to 3 times a week, with portion sizes not exceeding 90 to 120 grams for healthy individuals. The method of preparation is also crucial. Avoid frying and sautéing. Opt instead for boiling, baking, or grilling, she said. Grilling should be done with care. She recommends keeping the meat at least 15 to 20 centimeters away from the fire. Too much heat can char the outside while leaving the inside undercooked, resulting in nutrient loss and potentially harmful compounds, she warned. Special precautions for chronic conditions. People with cardiovascular disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, or other chronic illnesses should be particularly vigilant. Professor Bayram advises avoiding saturated fats like internal and tail fat, and recommends leaner cuts cooked in their own fat without added oil. She also discouraged eating meat on an empty stomach early in the morning. Begin the day with a balanced breakfast of whole grain bread, low-fat cheese, and fresh greens to support digestion, she suggested. Safe handling and storage. Proper storage is equally important during the holiday. Professor Bayram advised dividing meat into meal-sized portions and freezing them immediately. Thawing should be done in the refrigerator, not at room temperature, to avoid contamination. Raw meat, she added, must be kept separate from fruits and vegetables to maintain food safety. Celebrating mindfully. Professor Bayram concluded with a reminder that Eid al-Adha is not only a time of sharing and celebration, but also an opportunity to promote health-conscious habits. Through balanced eating, hygienic practices, and portion control, families can enjoy festive meals while protecting their health, she said. This holiday should be remembered not only for its joy, but also for the care we take in preserving well-being.